In the past couple of weeks, two incidents have threatened to disturb the peaceful coexistence between Czechs and the country's small Muslim minority, based mainly in the Moravian city of Brno. First, the city was plastered overnight with posters depicting the controversial Danish caricature of the Prophet Muhammad, which sparked violent protests across the Muslim world. And then, last week, the ultra-right National Party placed the controversial anti-Quran film Fitna by the right-wing Dutch MP Geert Wilders on its webpage. The Interior Minister ordered the posters torn down and the matter investigated, and politicians loudly denounced the actions of the National Party as ignorant and foolhardy. Nevertheless, some Muslims say they are feeling the pressure. How much damage have these incidents done? We asked Mohammed Abbas, a Muslim from Sudan, who's been living in the Czech Republic since 1988, for his thoughts.
Yes, it is doing damage, but this is a very small group of people, maybe even one or two people, who are trying to do some provocation like this. And this can happen in any society. Unfortunately, it gives the feeling, the Muslims, the feeling that they are attacked, and it gives the Czech society that the society should be afraid of Muslims because of the reaction which is expected, which is very, very sad.
What is the life of a Muslim like in the Czech Republic? How do Czechs act towards you? Do you have friends in this country? How do people in the street approach you?
I think generally the Czech people, they are indifferent to religion generally or to the private cultural background of others. Most of the people are very friendly. But they are afraid sometimes because of things which they read in the media, in the television, in the newspaper. And unfortunately, a lot of this news, they are not based on truth. We see a lot of campaign against terrorism, but at the end you find that in many countries that at the end nobody is prosecuted, nobody is sued to court, and when it comes to court, nobody is punished for that. So I think that it is something which is virtual reality. This fear of Islam and Muslims, it is something which is not based on truth or in something which is real.
But there are extremists in the Muslim world as well.
But the thing which is happening in the third world and Islamic world, it can lead to nothing but extremism. When the Muslims see what is happening in Iraq, the number of people who are dead, 2 million people in a war which have no meaning. When you see what is happening in Palestine. So, you know, people in England, they are angry because 50 people died in the metro. We don't know who have done this. And what do you wait from people, for Muslims who see 2 million people die in Iraq and every day killing and suffering in Gaza, killing in Afghanistan? Unfortunately, this way of foreign policy, it can lead to nothing but anger. And but that don't mean that Muslims in Europe will go and kill some people, innocent people, because Islam forbid that.
Has that kind of publicity in the media made the Muslim community close ranks in this country?
I don't feel that, no, I don't think so. I'm very happy with the way how Czech politicians have reacted, the Prime Minister, the Foreign Ministry and the Interior Minister. And for the first time, we feel support, which is very good, which we have not seen it for a long time. And I think if the Danish politicians have behaved the same, we couldn't have seen the things which we have seen in the Islamic world. And part of the problem of the Muhammad caricatures in Denmark, that politicians have behaved very arrogant way. They didn't want even to meet the Muslims. They didn't want to speak. So I think that I give a big good mark for politicians here for the job which they have done here in Czech Republic. I think these things at the end led to a better even feeling of some Muslims here.
Mohammed Abbas speaking there to Daniela Lazareva.